Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter here with Gary and Kathy Oates. Gary and Kathy have pressed into the invisible world and can literally see angels and demons. But it wasn't always that way. I want to find out how this happened and how this supernatural gift of seeing in the invisible world operates. Gary, you went to Brazil, of all places, and you were having a healing meeting, and you heard God's voice in a very clear fashion, and you probably did a double take. What did he tell you?
Yes, I did. He told me to take my shoes off because I was standing on holy ground. This was right in the middle of awesome time of worship. The presence of God was so strong in the room. It was just incredible. And my first reaction was, no, I don't want to do that because it's a dirty, dusty concrete floor. And I continued worshiping in a
couple
of minutes.
Did you try and talk yourself out of the fact that maybe that wasn't God?
Oh, yeah. I thought, well, that's just, you know, that's just, yeah. So I continued worshiping, and then God spoke again, and he said, take your shoes off. And I thought, wait a minute. I think that's God, and I think I better do this. And so right then I reached down and I took my shoes off. And thank God I did, because I honestly believe that what followed would not have happened had I not taken my shoes off. You see, I believe that God tests us in the small things before he's going to entrust greater things to us. And that was a real test of obedience to see if I would respond to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. And as a result of that, taking my shoes off and responding in obedience, God opened my eyes. As I continued worshiping, I was looking up on the stage and the dancers were dancing, and I saw three angels around the dancers, two of the dancers, and then three more around two others, over to the side, a bunch of angels around each of the dancers. And I was just taken back with what I saw.
Yeah, but you had told me that you had previous to that been praying for God to open your eyes.
Yes, I did.
But now he did it, and it was probably so shocking.
Yes. Because the desire of my heart when I went on this trip, because I was struggling, I'd been going through a difficult time, I didn't feel like going to minister, and I said, God, would you minister to me on this trip? I really need a touch from you. And my prayer was that God would open my eyes, that I could begin to see things from his perspective, not just my own, and that he would open my eyes to see in the realm of the Spirit and to see the ministry of angels.
Well, what in your opinion, because I don't understand this, were the angels doing dancing? Were they dancing the same as the people were dancing, like the same dance steps?
No, they weren't. They were dancing around two of the dancers.
Oh, I see.
They were dancing around them.
I see.
And then above them, a large group of worshiping angels. They were playing instruments and singing and dancing.
What were they doing, though? I mean, why were they worshiping? What was being accomplished? I don't understand.
Well, I believe that they were cooperating with what was happening in the natural realm with what God was doing in the realm of the Spirit. See, the angels love worship. When we're worshiping God like that, the angels just come on strongly. The manifest presence of God increases dramatically. And so there was an agreement happening with what was happening in the heavenlies to right here on earth, just like the Lord's Prayer. Your will be, thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth, just like it is in heaven. And so if we can see what God's doing in the heavens and cooperate with that here on the earth, that's what was happening.
Isn't that what Jesus prayed? I only do what I see my Heavenly Father doing.
Yes.
I only say what I hear him saying.
Yes, absolutely.
What a wonderful way to live.
Yes, it is. It's awesome.
Then you've got to have such faith behind anything that you say.
Exactly. See, for years as a pastor, I struggled with that very issue because I didn't know what God was doing. I was guessing at it. I was taking the best stab at it. And as God opened my eyes to begin to see in the realm of the Spirit, when I could see what he was doing, it dramatically changed the focus of ministry. Dramatically, where now I don't have to guess at what he's doing. I can see what he's doing, and I can cooperate with what he's doing, and the results have been phenomenal.
So your eyes are open. You see these angels dancing. Uh-huh. This is the prayer of your heart. What happened next?
Well, I was thanking God for what he did, though I didn't fully understand everything. And my heart's cry was, God, I just want more of you. I want more of your presence. My hands were raised as I was worshiping him, and then I felt myself getting taller and bigger, and it was like I grew to 15 feet tall, and I was looking down over the congregation. I thought, whoa, this is amazing. And then right then I started going up, and I went all the way up into the top of the tent, Now, this church met in a large tent that seated 3,000 people. And I went all the way up into the top of the tent, and I was looking down over watching people worship. And to be honest with you, I got afraid. It was like there was a fear and a resistance there to what God was doing.
There's a fear of the unknown, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And a fear, many of you even have a fear of the supernatural. Mm. Should we have a fear, Gary, of the supernatural of God?
No, we shouldn't, but we do. Our flesh has difficulty dealing with the things of the Spirit oftentimes.
So you were being caught up into the heavenlies, and the fear kind of put you on a hold. I'll tell you what, let's hold that thought. We'll be right back after these words. Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter here with Gary and Kathy Oates. Gary and Kathy are in Brazil, and a simple act of obedience, take your shoes off. But it was God, and he was obedient. He didn't want to, it was a dirty floor. He was obedient. And then all of a sudden, the prayer of his heart got answered. He was praying, God, open my eyes so I can see what you're doing. And he saw angels dancing. And it was magnificent. And then he felt himself growing up in the air. And he got afraid. What happened next?
Well, because of the fear, I came back down. I started coming back down. And I said, oh, God, forgive me, forgive me. Up is better. Up is better. And right then, I reversed and went straight up, this time right through the top of the tent, way up into the sky. I could see the tent, the top of it. I could see people worshiping inside. And this time I really got afraid, and I was resisting again what God was doing. I felt like God would have taken me onto the throne room had I not resisted. Hmm. I realized that God will take us as far as we're willing to go with him. There's so much more out there available for every one of us that we can tap into in the realm of the Spirit. But that fear gripped me again. And as it did, I came back down. This time, I was repenting again, and I was crying out to God. I raised my hands in the air, and as I was looking up like this, I saw Jesus coming down, and his hands were extended.
So if you wouldn't go up to him, he'd come down to you.
He did. He did. He did. And it was the grace of God. My hand, as I was raised like this, I was looking up, and I saw him coming down, and his hands extended, and he took me by the hands. And I was completely overcome by his presence. It was awesome. My left hand began to burn. It was just a strong burning sensation. It covered the whole palm of my hand. And I honestly didn't think I could stand it a minute more. And right then he let go.
That was from his touch. It was
burning.
Yes,
he was holding hands, yes. Hmm. And then he let go of me. And my spirit came back into my body. Now my body was still standing there on the floor. Just like it was when I left.
Right. No one would have known what was going on.
No. But my spirit, having been in the presence of God, when it came into my body couldn't contain it. And I was just thrown backward. I just had I was on the floor for about 45 minutes. And I want to tell you, I felt so little and so insignificant in the presence of an almighty God. It was incredible. The next night, we got there to the meeting early. This man that had prayed with me earlier came in, and power of God hit me. I went down. I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything. God took me again. I saw the throne. I saw Jesus standing next to the throne with a scepter in his hand. The radiance, the glory of God was coming out of him. It was so bright. I thought I was going to die. I thought, well, maybe I have died and gone to heaven. It was that real. And right then, I came back into my body. I had the look of terror on my face. I was in agony. I was screaming, but no sound was coming out of my mouth. And people around were afraid. They were wondering what had happened to me.
Were you watching him?
I was.
What did you think?
I have seen God's power move on people, but I'd never seen him in a state of terror like that, because he just was never anxious. He's never been an anxious person. Hmm. And so when I saw that look on his face, I got afraid. And I kept saying, somebody help him, somebody help him. Mm. And they just said, they grabbed my shoulders and they said, look the other way, he'll be okay. So I did. And then later on that evening, he finally told me what had happened. And he told me not to tell anybody. He said, don't tell anybody. I've got to have time to process this. And he was in no condition to do anything. He was limp and just had lost all his strength. And I think that's what happens when people have a holy encounter with the Lord.
Well, Gary, there came a point where the evangelist, who was a friend of mine, Randy Clark, invited you to, he knew something was going on. What happened?
Well, he asked me to come up to explain what had been happening to me. And I was not able to. I was sitting in the chair, I was shaking. They actually carried me up on the platform in a chair. And he came over and he tried to talk to me, but I couldn't talk. And so he asked Kathy to come up and to tell what I had told her of what had happened. And as she got up there, she took the microphone, and as she began to explain what had happened, the Spirit of God fell in the place. It was just like the power of God swept through that room. People began to cry out. They were falling to the floor. There were spontaneous healings that were happening. It was an amazing, it was like God's glory just filled that room as she was testifying to that.
You know what is so amazing to me? Is ever since this has happened, Gary and Kathy Oates have been, they've literally had their eyes open. They've been seeing miracles, and they've been praying for other people that have had the same transfer, if you will. I'd like you to go to a video of Maria Lack. See what happened to her.
My name is Maria Lack, and I live in Leavenworth, Washington. I always believed in angels, but after reading Gary Oates' book, Open Up My Eyes, Lord, I really had the experience and the blessing and the privilege to really see angels and go through some angelic experiences. Last year, we had a big forest fire in our area. The fire was penetrating and growing day by day and faster and faster. After a few days, the fire department announced it, nothing they can do about it. The fire is so strong, so we were just waiting for a miracle. The fire went in every direction, north, south, toward our closest city. And one day, and it was a Wednesday, when I was praying, and one of my friend from Georgia, her name is Joyce Huston, she called me. It was 2 o'clock afternoon. And she asked me, Maria, what can we pray for? And I says, Joyce, we are in big trouble. We have the biggest forest fire ever. And so we were praying, she and me. After I hung up the phone, I was walking toward our living room, and something stopped me. And I felt something physically, and I looked toward our ceiling in our house, and all of a sudden, I saw the sky and 5 angels flying toward our area. They were all dressed in different color dress. They were very close to each other, like they were connected to each other. They had golden hair. All of them had a bucket on their left arm, and rain was coming out under their skirt. And they were coming into our direction. That was Wednesday, 2 o'clock. Nothing happened Thursday, but Friday morning, early morning, at 2 o'clock in the morning, my husband and me, we woke up, and that was the biggest rainstorm you can imagine, hitting our roof and raining all over us. And that particular rain totally put out the fire. By next morning, it wasn't any fire, any smoke, anything. And I feel the connection between that vision and putting out that rain and fire. It's connected to each other, and I believe that 5 angels were the one who put out our fire. And thank you, Gary, for this book.
You know, we spoke to the fire marshal from that area that she's talking about, and had that rain not come, there was no way that fire could have been contained or even stopped, and all of those houses would have been destroyed. I'm so glad that Maria learned what Gary and Kathy Oates are teaching about intimacy with God, so that her eyes were open and she could see what God was up and pray according to what God wanted her to do. I'm sure you've had an experience in your life. I'm sure that God has healed you, or you've had a supernatural experience. Why don't you put together a home video, and who knows, you may turn on It Supernatural and see yourself one of these days. Now, Gary and Kathy, the thing that I'm excited about, because I've started doing what you teach, for just a few minutes, would you tell the average person how they can walk with an extraordinary God?
Absolutely. I believe these experiences are not just for us or just for a select few people at all. I believe that it's for the whole body of Christ, that every person can walk in that realm of the Spirit. The real key to this, in my opinion, is developing an intimate relationship with the Father, experiencing the manifest presence of God every day in our lives. That's the key to unlocking the heavens. We're so busy seeking power and more of the gifts, and God give me this, and God do that, God to give me this, and we're not seeking His face. And as we just get, in fact, that's what I do. I get on the floor every day, and I just pour my heart out to Him. I confess my sins, I ask Him to forgive me, I release all of that. And then I go through a Romans 6:13, yielding my five senses over to the Lord. And like for a transference of the natural for the supernatural. I give Him my eyes that I can see in the realm of the Spirit. I give Him my ears that I can hear His voice. I give Him my mouth that I can speak His words. I give Him my nose that I can smell His sweet fragrance. And I give Him my hands that they might be used in serving Him. I give Him my feet that I'm walking with Him every day. I give Him my heart that I can have a pure heart before Him. I want His heart, a heart of love, a heart of compassion, and that's my desire. I give Him my mind that I can have the mind of Christ, a pure mind throughout the day. And then I just wait. And I just say, God, I just want more of You, more of Your presence, more of Your fullness.
You know, Gary and Kathy, I have started doing this. And when we come back, I want to tell you what's been going on in my life. Don't go away. Be right back. Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter here with Gary and Kathy Oates. And Gary, here's what's been going on with me. I've been practicing what you teach in your book, and I have to tell you, I love it. And you've made a comment to me that there is an accumulative thing that is going on. It's sort of like, with me, my eyes have not been opened to see angels at this point. Yet. We're on the same wavelength. However, I'm seeing something. I'm wondering if others are reporting this. I'm seeing extraordinary favor in my life. I'm seeing divine appointments. I'm bumping into people I have no way I'm supposed to be bumping into. It's sort of like I do it first thing in the morning. Yes. And by putting God first and not asking for anything, getting clean, as you said, and being still before God. And I kind of almost imagine my head being on Jesus's breast. And that's where I'm at right now.
Yes.
Are you hearing similar experiences?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And that's our experience as well. See what happens when you come into the presence, you seek the presence of God every day like that. Just more of Him, more of His presence. That's the beginning point. When His manifest presence comes on you, that's the starting point. That's the doorway into the supernatural. Mm-hmm. You see, when you're experiencing His manifest presence, that's when He brings revelation to you. That's when your eyes are open to see in the Spirit. You begin to have visions, dreams, all kinds of supernatural encounters.
Gary, encourage me. Tell me about one person that went a period of time before everything opened up.
Yes, there was a pastor that was in one of our meetings, and he left disappointed. He said, you know, I'm just not one that's that's inclined toward this at all. I'm not mystical or anything. And he said, I left disappointed. He said, I wanted to see something. And 6 weeks later, I got a phone call from him. And he said, Sunday morning in church, he said, during worship time, as we were worshiping God, God spoke to me and he said, do you want to see something?
Oh.
And he said, I said, well, yes. And he said, right then, God opened his eyes to a parade of angels coming toward him, one right after another. He saw healing angels, worshiping angels. He saw warrior angels. He said, my life has been totally transformed. I'll never be the same. And he said, but you know, he said, since that day that I left disappointed, he said, I began to press in for more of God's presence in my life every day. And he said, that's the key.
Well, you know, Gary, I'm pressing in for all that I'm worth, but I want you to press in right along with me. And I'm going to tell you something else. If I never see an angel, but I will.
Yes.
If I never see in that invisible world, but I will. Just pressing in and loving God. I told God, even if I never do, I want to keep doing this. You know why? It's the major purpose of life. The Shema, which we learn in Judaism, love God with all your heart, spirit, soul, and strength, and love your brother as yourself. That's my goal. But I want to start, you see, I can't love my brother if I don't have that intimacy with God, because it's from that intimacy that true love can radiate from an individual. And that's what you want. The only way that you're going to have this is by developing your own intimacy with God. Be, like the Bible says, a wise virgin. And when the bridegroom knocks, don't go outside looking for oil. You be so filled with the presence of God, with the Spirit of the living God, that your ears and eyes will be open to what he says and does.